Let's talk about Growmark's new stewardship responsibility and program, Endure. Talk to me a little bit about what that is.
Yes, our stewardship and responsibility initiative, Endure, is a Growmark and FS system initiative. And it goes across all of our business units. And that's what's really interesting from the standpoint of an umbrella of activity that we can encompass for each one of our segments where we're engaged with our customers. And most notably would be the ones that get an agronomic background, where you have a lot of nutrient management discussion. Water quality is of everybody's top of mind. And we've talked quite extensively about how we work with farmers developing nutrient management plans throughout the year. We also, though, are very thoughtful about logistics. We've got to move a lot of products around. You use fertilizer in bulk, crop protection products. Each drop of fuel is important. We're recognized by the US EPA SmartWay program, which recognizes entities when they look at their vehicles, the fuel that they consume, the logistics and how they plan, minimizing trips. That helps decrease the gallons of fuel burned, that helps decrease emissions and improves air quality. It also means better returns for producers, because the more we can look at efficiency methods for the producer as well as the company, your cost structures go down and hopefully profitability goes up.
When we look at tools like this for growers, how does that better help them meet regulatory compliance and be better, not only better stewards, but to manage all of those other things that they deal with on a regular basis?
Megan, you're exactly right in that question, because the point is that farmers have been stewards of the land for quite some time. I mean, we're coming up on farms that are celebrating more than 150 years in the same family. And as you go east, it's longer. And as you go west, you know, that's the way we settled our country, a little bit less. But the generational aspect of agriculture is extremely important. The care for wildlife, the care for water quality, the full utilization of nutrients. We talk about stewardship. So many people get lost in the actions. And what they do on the land is important. What we know is that stewardship component that's critical that farmers want to know about is, what's my profitability going to be like? I've been here 150 years. I'm in a time period now, once again, where commodity prices are lower, my livestock prices are lower. Where's my profitability going to be so I can endure, stay in business, keep the stewardship of this farmstead going? And that's what's going to be critical. And efficiency is a part of that process. Full utilization of the nutrients, using the nitrogen inhibitors in the fall, making sure you don't apply until the soil temperatures are 50 degrees or below. Then you have in the spring, how can we use our nitrogen most efficiently? Should we still be using inhibitors? And in many cases, yes. Our corn plants are taking up nitrogen deeper into the growing season. Those types of changes make a difference. Many farmers are already employing them. Having consumers hear about our work with producers, having them hear about what producers are doing, learning about what we're doing with our remote monitoring of fuel stations so we don't make as many trips, decreasing our utilization of fuel, lowering our emissions, making our cost and routes more efficient, lowering the cost to our members. Those types of aspects, what we're doing now is capturing, measuring, communicating. And that's going to be helpful in regulation development as well, making sure that they understand all of the efforts that farmers and their cooperatives are taking.
Chuck, let's talk a little bit regulatory issues, government issues. We just had the election. Trade is so important for farmers, especially right now with the massive crop again, as well as the mass amount of livestock on hand in the U.S. How important is getting TPP done in the lame duck session, and is it possible?
I always like to think anything is possible if we set our mind to it. However, we do know that we just went through an election with tremendous involvement and turnout, people engaged in the voting system. Of course, one party did win out of this election, and now what's going to be important is that we try to work together very closely with all of the differences, but make sure that we try to make sure that we work together. That focus is there. Trade has to be a part of that. You know, when you think about what we're going to do, there's a lot of been said about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and whether it's right or wrong for this country. What we know is trade is right for our country. The agreements is what we've got to be able to work through. We know that in agriculture, the average tariff our goods face when they go into another country, which would be a tax, an additional cost, is 63%. That's on average. So think of a product going overseas, you're trying to export it to another country, and then you have an additional tax on top of the cost of getting it there. The average tariff that the United States charges on other countries' goods coming into this country is around 12 to 13%. So that disparity has to be addressed. We know that we're going through a time period where we're utilizing a tremendous amount of our product production from agricultural goods in this country, but we can't use them all, and we have a responsibility to help feed the world as well as trade with other countries. Trade is where we learn about each other. Trade can be healthy on a number of levels, not only economically. I hope that we find our way there. I hope we find a way to pass trade promotion, Trans-Pacific Partnership. I also hope we find a way to increase our trade agreements in the future.